Greetings to all of you.
弟兄姊妹好。
It seems that this morning we feel a little down. Is that right?
今天早上我们是不是有一点下沉呢？
How about we spend 30 seconds? We'll say hello and say greetings to your neighbors. I see Father, we have a newcomer, so just say hello to them and welcome them and come here to worship with us.
好不好？我们用30秒钟彼此问安，向你的邻居。
Okay, we still have plenty of time after the worship, and we'll.
之后我们还有时间。
We'll have a good fellowship after a meeting.
我们会有好的交通。
Okay, let's bow our head and pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this morning we can come before you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，早晨我们可以来到你的面前。
May your peace and love to cover each one of us.
愿你的平安与爱覆盖我们每一个人。
Even though probably deep inside of us, we have a lot of burdens, we have a lot of sorrows, but Lord, we want you today to replace that with peace and joy.
虽然在我们的深处也许有忧愁，但是我们求你今天把它变成喜乐。
Free us so that we can come before you to worship you.
释放我们，我们可以自由地来到你面前来敬拜你。
Speak to us so that your truth will be infill inside of our heart.
向我们说话，让你的真理能充满我们的心。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Probably some of you already know. Right now, I'm teaching one class is Chinese.
有一些人知道我最近在教一门课，中文。
First time I received this invitation, and I was so hesitant.
当我第一次收到邀请的时候，我很犹豫。
Yes, I'm a Chinese.
是，我是中国人。
I never teach Chinese before.
但是我从来没有教过中文。
So I think about some other person probably they can call, so maybe I can turn them down.
那我想也许我可以叫他们打电话给其他的一些人的名字。
And one day, school administrator called me.
那有一天，学校的校长就来打电话给我。
And he said, Robert, are you still considering?
他说 ，Robert， 你还在考虑吗
？And let me back up a little bit. This school is just newly formed. In Northland, is a Chinese, is a Christian high school.
我顺便说一下，这是一个在北边的一个基督教的学校。
And they just started September.
他们十一月刚刚成立。
So they don't know how many students will enroll and how big of my class is going to be.
所以他们不知道有多少人会来报名，有多少人会在每一个课堂里面。
And he told me one thing. He said, "Well, if you're still considering, let me tell you one example."
他说，如果你还在考虑的话，我可以跟你讲个故事。
Today I interviewed one family and they brought their daughter to a register.
我今天面试了一个家庭，他们带他的女儿来报名。
This daughter, right now she's in a public school, but she's going to transfer to this Christian school.
这个女孩子现在在公立学校，但是她想转到这个基督教学校来。
They ask what kind of classes you offer in this high school.
他们就问你们这个高中有些什么课呢
？Of course, they say, well, we have a chemistry, we have English, we have history, and so on, so on. Toward the end, they say we also have Chinese.
那他说我们有化学啊，有英文啊，有历史啊，最后还有说我们还有中文。
He said after he mentioned that, the girl wanted to transfer, she started to weep.
那当说到有中文的时候，这个女孩子就开始哭了。
And on the phone, I said, why she cried?
那我就在电话里说，我说为什么她要哭呢
？And this administrator told me, the girl.Has a heavy burden to be a minister, especially in China.
那这个校长就说，这个女孩子她一直有一个很重的负担，想要到中国去传福音。
She's only 15.
她才十五岁。
And she asked the Lord, "Where can I learn Chinese?"
她就问主说，我可以到哪里去学中文呢
And then she find out this Christian high school they offer Chinese.
结果她发现居然这一个基督教学校他们有中文课。
So when she heard that, she started.
当她听见这一个，她就开始流泪。
Continuing the story, first day when I walk into the class.
继续说，我第一天进到课堂的时候。
I want them to write down why you want to learn Chinese.
我希望每个人写说你为什么要学中文。
And then I wanted to write it down, and I collected the paperback.
我就收集了大家的答案。
And I read it, and then my turn.
当我读了以后，现在轮到我要哭了。
Because half of my class, they say they are going to be a minister.
因为一半的人在我的课堂说，他们将来要做传道者。
Especially they have a burden to Chinese.
他们特别对中国人有负担。
I say, well, next day I talk to the class, may the God's plan will be fulfilled in each one of you.
第二天我来到课堂的时候，我说愿神的计划成就在你们每一个人身上。
Maybe you need to do some little bit of surrendering or yielding.
也许我们要向神来降服。
That's the first step.
这是第一步。
So that's kind of the beginning of how we read the Hebrews. The end of chapter 11, and then I will cover probably first three verses of chapter 12.
我们刚刚读了希伯来书11章的末了跟12章的头三节。
Let's turn to Hebrew 39 again. Chapter 11, verse 39 again.
希伯来书11章39节。
We'll move on. But that's okay. Let's read again. 39, we'll read all the way through verse 3 of chapter 12. Okay, let's read together. You can use any kind of language.
我们可以一起念, 无论什么语言,
these were all committed for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God has planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endures the cross, scorning its shame, and sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endures such opposition from the sinful man, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Here seems a few questions I'd like to ask everybody, including me.
我想问一些问题, 包括我自己在内。
What is God's better plan for us?
神对我们更好的计划是什么？
I know we all have a dream or we have a plan for our life.
我知道我们都有梦想，都有计划对我们的人生。
And sometimes, yes, it's fulfilled and we are so happy.
是，有时候会成就，我们是如此高兴。
But sometimes, the plan probably came out not just like what we planned.
但是许多时候我们心所想的并没有那样成就。
And then we feel sad, and sometimes we feel very down, and we cannot go on anymore.
我们就伤心，我们就下沉，我们就不能往前。
So, does God give us any better plan?
神有更好的计划给我们吗？
It's the first question we're going to find out today.
这是第一个问题我要问的。
Second one.
第二个问题。
Probably I need somebody helping in the back. Okay, how can we yield to God's plan?
我们怎么样降服于神的计划？
The key word is yield.
关键字是降服。
And probably we were brought up from some kind of a traditional background, say we need to fight for it.
那很多时候我们也许会想说我们要与这个争斗。
And in the society, if you don't struggle, if you don't fight, you lose.
这个社会如果你不争的话，你就失败。
And you're talking about yield, you're talking about surrender, that doesn't make sense to me.
你如果讲降服，你如果讲投降，这一点都没有用。
But today we are going to ponder this second question. How can we yield to God's plan?
但是今天我们要思想着第二个问题，我们如何能够降服神的计划？
Let me try another one. Okay. How can we not grow weary of His plan and lose heart?
第三个，我们怎样能够不疲倦于他的计划而灰心？
Yes, many times we've been, probably we have been a Christian for a long time, and something started to grow weary.
当我们基督徒做久的时候，许多时候我们会疲倦。
Or maybe sometimes we encounter some kind of a difficulties or suffering. We say, I'm losing my heart. I'm losing my heart.
当我们遇见苦难的时候，我们就会说我灰心了。
And lose a heart to the Lord, lose a heart to people, and lose a heart to everything.
对神灰心，对人灰心，对所有的事情都灰心。
But today, through the word of God, we have an answer.
但是今天借着神的话，我们有答案。
Okay, let's start from a very first one.
从第一个。
What is God's better plan for us?
神更美的计划是什么？
From passage we just read, and toward the end of chapter 11 and the first three verses in chapter 12 of Hebrews.
我们刚才读了最后十一章最后和十二章头三节。
Here says something better.
这里说更美的事。
You know, in fact, if you have read the book of Hebrews, you will see a lot of better things in this book.
当你读希伯来书的时候，你看见许多更美、更好。
Sometimes we feel like this is good enough.
许多时候我们觉得现在已经够好。
Oh, this is we already reached the best we can do.
这已经是最好。
We are satisfied.
我们满足了。
There is no need to break through.
没有必要再往前了。
But here, from God, there is something even better for you.
但是神说更美的事。
You know, in the Hebrew, if I count it, probably there are roughly about 11, somebody count 13 something better.
当你找希伯来书中更，你可以找到11次，有的人找13次。
And I'd like to share with you, the first one is, he said, there's a, the better than angel, there's a Christ, it's better.Angel, be kissed 更好
Better than angel.
Okay, and the second thing is in chapter 6, verse 9, it said something of better things.
更美的事
A better hope.
更美的盼望
Better covenant.
更美的约
Better promises.
更美的应许
Better sacrifices.
更美的祭
Better possession.
更美的产业
Even better country.
更美的家乡
Better resurrection,
更美的复活
and besides today's 1140, say better things. There is another better, is better word.
除了更美的事，还有更美的话。
Have we received those this better things that God has already planned?
我们有没有得到这些更美的事？
And you say yes or no? I'm not sure.
你也许说是，也许说不，也许说我不确定。
Okay, let's see what's the better things the Lord has prepared for us. It says that the author and the perfecter of faith.
主说，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
This is the plan God given us.
这是神给我们的计划。
Probably from the first part of chapter 11 of Hebrew, we read so many things, so many people in the Old Testament, by faith, by faith, by faith, what they have done.
当我们读希伯来书十一章前面的时候，我们就看见许多旧约的人物，因着信，因着信。
And it seems that they are longing for something, and they have done their best to, by their faith, to reach some certain point.
他们渴望一些事，他们在信心里面尽量的去争取那个事。
And all they have done, yes, is all commended for their faith.
所做的都是因着信。
And they're all been it's they all done very good. So here it said commended. 他们被称许。 And but something seems missing.
但是好像有一个事情不在。
That's the verse 39 say, yet none of them received what had been promised.
39节说, 却仍未得着所应许的。
What's been promised?
什么是应许的?
Here is talking about the faith, the author and perfecter of faith.
他是说到这一位信心的创造者, 信心的完成者。
Yes, they were the witnesses of faith.
是的,他们是信心的见证人。
But they are not the author and the perfecter of faith.
但是他们不是信心的创始者, 他们也不是信心的成终者。
Not until the New Testament.
直到新约,
this salvation comes.
这位救恩的主来到。
And we know God becomes man, come to this world.
我们知道神成为人,
and we know his name is called Jesus.
我们知道他的名被称为耶稣。
And he walked on the earth 33.5 years.
他在地上行走了33年半。
And he has done so many things, including preaching his word and talking about the kingdom of God and heal so many people.
他做了许多的事, 传天国的道, 医治病人。
And it looks like this author of faith already done a lot of things on earth.
好像这位创始成终的主已经在地上做了许多。
But still, the task is not complete yet.
但是仍然事情还没有完成。
Until he died on the cross.
直到他在十字架上死。
He died on behalf of our sins.
他为我们的罪而死。
And he died, he was buried.
他死了,他也埋葬了。
But he was resurrected.
但是他复活了。
And also he ascended to heaven.
他升入高天。
And right now he's sitting on the right hand of God.
如今他坐在神的右边。
And he's on the throne right now.
他如今坐在宝座上。
He accomplished all this salvation.
他完成了一切的救恩。
And that doesn't mean in the Old Testament all those probably we call them brothers and or whatever they are what they have done, it doesn't mean they didn't do anything good.
这并不是说旧约这些人物他们没有做好的事。
But there is a bigger plan from God.
但是从神来说有一个更好的计划。
If you read verse 40, you will see God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
40节说, 因为神给我们预备了更美的事, 叫他们若不与我们同德就不能完全。
So today we are New Testament saints.
所以今天我们是新约的圣徒。
So with them, we are going to gain this glory.
我们要与他们一同进到荣耀。
And today probably we can probably preview from the church life.
从教会的生活我们可以预尝这一个。
And today we will continue this mission.
我们今天仍然在继续他们的使命。
And we are all in this God's plan.
我们都在神的这一个计划里面。
And this God's plan is accomplished or fulfilled in Christ Jesus.
神的计划如今完成在耶稣基督的里面。
He is the author and also he is the perfecter.
他是信心的创始者也是成终者。
None of the person is a perfecter.
没有一个人是完全。
Maybe you are the person you probably you are called as a perfectionism, but nobody is a perfecter.
也许你是完美主义,但是没有人是完全的。
Only Jesus Christ, he is a perfecter.
只有耶稣基督,他是完全者。
If we come to him, he will accomplish his plan in us.
我们来到他面前, 他会成就他的计划在我们的身上。
He is also the author of salvation.
他也是救恩的成就者, 救恩的元帅。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 2. Some verses is very, very clear describe he is the author of salvation.
我们读希伯来书第二章第十节。
And
Okay, here it says, in bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
And verse 11, both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family, so Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
11节，因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
So here we see he is also the author of salvation.
他是救恩的元帅。
What the author means?
什么是这里所说的元帅或者作者？
Author means is a leader or is a pioneer.
他是说这是他是先锋，是率领的。
And he is a forerunner.
他是一个跑在前头的。
And we all will follow.
我们都跟随他。
So he is the author of salvation.
他是救恩的元帅。
So God already prepared this better things or better plan for us.
神预备了更美的事。
Otherwise, nobody we can reach the God's standard.
不然我们没有人能达到神的标准。
Only through Christ Jesus we have salvation.
只有借着耶稣基督我们才有救恩。
Okay, now we see this is a God's better plan for us.
那今天我们看见神更美的计划。
And let's go on to the second question.
我们要进入第二个问题。
How can we yield to God's plan?
我们怎么能降服于神的计划？
And this seems so far away, and how can we receive this God's plan?
那我们觉得这个也许很遥远，我们怎么能够接受呢？
If I can push my bottom again, let's go back to Hebrew.
我们回到希伯来书
chapter 12,
第十二章。
I need to wait to the library. Please help me to get another point out. Okay. Okay, let's go to okay. 12 verse 1.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders.
我们既有着许多见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担。
What kind of hinders do we have?
我们有什么样的重担？
Maybe you are asking yourself.
你问你自己。
Oh, my hinder is probably right now finishing school.
我的这个拦阻也许是要完成我的学业。
Or maybe say, well, right now the hinder is I need to make money first.
也许我要先要赚钱。
And maybe you say, well, probably I need to establish my family first.
也许我先要成家。
Or maybe I need to wait until all my children are grown up and they can be independent. So, I can come to the Lord.
也许我要等我儿女通通都长大出去了，我才可以来到神的面前。
Maybe we have so many hinders.
我们有许多的障碍。
Sometimes hinder is not those bad things we thought.
许多时候障碍并不是坏的事。
But some hinder maybe is just because that's our reasons.
也许这个许多时候这个障碍就是
我们自己的很多的理由
our reasons.
Let's see second Timothy chapter 3 verse 2-5. There are so many things being listed out by Paul, Apostle Paul.
提摩太后书第三章
Verse 2 through verse 5, there are so many things being listed out.
提摩太后书第三章第二节到第五节，许多的事情。
People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸、狂傲、谤毒、违背父母、忘恩负义、心不圣洁、无亲情、不解怨、好说谗言、不能自约、性情凶暴、不爱良善、卖主卖友、任意妄为、自高自大、爱宴乐、不爱神。
And even verse 5 says, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
第五节说，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
So there are so many things hinder us come to the Lord.
有许多的事情拦阻我们来到神的面前。
Or maybe to we can yield it to God's plan.
拦阻我们来降服于神的计划。
And you say, well, probably we don't have all these items.
我们也许是会说，这些东西我们都没有。
And but something probably the Lord or the Holy Spirit will impart in your heart. Something probably you need to throw off.
但是圣灵会提醒你，告诉你有什么事情是应当你要放下的。
And those things probably will hinder us to come to the Lord.
那些事情会拦阻你来到神的面前。
And probably you'll have something you need to put down.
也许有些事情你要把它放下。
Another thing is another throwing off, which is the thing that easily entangles.
另一件我们要放下的是容易缠累我们的罪。
Do you know what the entangle mean?
你知道缠累是什么意思吗？
If you go to swim in the lake,
如果你到湖里面去游泳，
especially our area, our neighborhood, we have a lake, and you go there to swim.
在我所住的附近有一个湖，如果你去游泳。
And sometimes you'll be entangled by all the water plant, or it's not seaweed, but it's lake weed.
你有时候会被水草缠住。
And you come out, you just have to peel it out because it's all entangled in your leg.
你要把它拉开，这就是缠累。
Let's go to one place to read all this. Also, apostle lists all these the things from Ephesians 4. 25-31.
使徒保罗有另一个清单，在以弗所书第四章。
And let's see, what did he say? Okay, verse 25. Here is a lot of list. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the evil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no more, no longer, but must work, doing something useful for his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need.
以弗所书第四章二十五节，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
And I'll continue to read from 29 through 31. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up, according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
继续往下，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。 正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So there are so many things we need to throw off.
许多是我们要丢掉的。
What the purpose for throwing off all this?
为什么要丢掉这些？
Because there is a race we need to run.
因为在我们前面有一个路程要奔跑。
If you want to run the race, probably you will get rid of all your things, including your wallet.
如果你要跑步的话，你会丢掉所有的，包括你的皮夹子
and keys，
还有钥匙
and probably you want to wear as light as possible，
你要越轻便越好
so that you can run this race，
所以你可以跑
and you know some swimmer they even shave their head，
有一些游泳的他们甚至剃他们的头
so they want to reduce the resistance of water so they can win the race，
所以减少阻力。
So here is with perseverance.
这是存心忍耐。
And you remember this race is marked just for us.
摆在我们前面，标在我们前面。
And sometimes I say, I don't know what kind of race I'm going to run.
有时候我们说，我不知道我要跑什么。
Yes, if you yield to God's plan, He will let you know what kind of race is marked for you.
如果你愿意降服向神的话，神会告诉你他在你面前标出来的是什么路程。
Of course, our goal is all the Christ Himself.
当然，我们的目标是基督自己。
But Lord put us in all different positions.
但是神把我们放在不同的位置。
Maybe you are a housewife.
也许你是一个家庭主妇。
And maybe you are the teacher.
也许你是一位老师。
Or maybe you are the employees.
也许你是一个雇员
or maybe you are a researcher in a hospital
或者你在医院做研究
or maybe you are the physicians
或者你也许是医生
we all have a race to run
我们都有一个摆在前面的路程
and Lord has a better plan
神有一个更美的计划
and for you to run this race
要我们去奔跑
another thingyield to God's plan is by fixing our eyes on Jesus.
另一件我们能够向神降服的，就是注目我们的眼睛，仰望耶稣。
When I was in a track team, and the coach told me one secret.
当我在田径队的时候，教练告诉我一个秘密。
I'm a short runner. I'm not a marathon runner.
我只是一个短跑的，我不会跑长跑。
I only can run 100 meters.
我只能跑100米。
He said the secret is, when you started, of course you need to start it real fast, but your eyes need to focus on the goal, the destination.
你当然起跑要快，但是你跑的时候，你的眼睛要定睛在那一个目标上。
You don't want to look around.Who is running behind you or somebody in front of you? You just focus your eyes to the destination.
不要东看西看，你就是看前面。
And that's one of the secrets that we can win the race.
这就是秘密。
And today we are running the race. We have a goal, which is Jesus Himself.
今天我们在奔跑这个路，我们要望那个目标，就是耶稣。
So we need to fix our eyes on Him.
我们要定睛在他的身上。
God has a wonderful plan for each one of you.
神对我们每一个人有一个美好的计划。
After you find out this plan, I want you to fix your eyes on our Lord Jesus.
当你发现的时候，你要定睛在耶稣的身上。
And this is a secret to win the race.
这是一个得胜的秘诀。
I want to give you one example of.Last week, I had a chance to go to one seminar.
我想要跟你们分享一个例子。上个礼拜我去一个讲座。
Probably some of you already heard this example, but I still want to tell the rest of the congregation.
有一些已经听过，但是其他的人还没有。
This seminar is focusing on how you take care of individual.
这个讲座就是你怎么样照顾个人。
I think I'm lacking of that kind of the gift. So I don't know how to take care of people.
我觉得在这方面我很缺，我不知道怎么样照顾人。
Maybe that's why the Lord gave me so many children. I need to practice and practice.
这是为什么主给我这么多小孩，我要不断的练，不断的练。
The speaker invited was from Houston.
这个讲员是从Houston来的。
And is a pastor.
他是一个牧师。
And well, at first I say, well, this person is nothing special.
起初我说这个人也没什么特别嘛。
Later on they introduce this pastor and they say, well, this pastor is came from their church. His church has a 25,000 congregation.
他们就介绍说这位牧师他的会众有25,000人。
I say, maybe that's wrong. Probably 2,500 is plenty. 25,000, is that something wrong?
我就想没有搞错是2,500呢还是25,000。
And another pastor introduced him and said, no, I'm not wrong, 25,000.
另一个牧师说没有错, 25,000人。
And at first I said, okay, 25,000 pastor, wow. In my images, this person got to be strong, got to be powerful, probably healthy and very eloquent.
那我就想 25,000人的牧师应该是很强的 很有口才的。
And whatever he say, everybody will listen.
那不管你说什么人都会听。
And then I start to kind of suspect why they invite this pastor to talk about how to take care of individual.
那我就在疑问说 为什么这样的牧师会被请来说怎么样照顾个人。
Probably he need to be invited to some kind of a church management or how to church growth, that type of seminar, not individual care.
他应当讲的是教会的成长，教会不是个人的照顾。
And I want to hear what he can offer.
我是很想听他讲的。
First, I'm a little disappointed because he is not an eloquent person.
我一开始就很失望，因为他不是一个很有口才的人。
And secondly, and if I did not hear what his testimony was, probably I'll feel like this is probably just a one person, this is a Texan, just one of the Texans.
如果我没有听见他见证的话，我觉得这就是一个从德州来的人。
And nothing different from you and me.
跟你我没有什么不一样。
How can the Lord entrust him so many members?
神怎么能把这么多人托付给他呢？
And then I started here, yes, this is not a person we thought he is strong and tall and handsome and can eloquently speak. He is the person crushed by the Lord.
是的，他并不是一个很好看、很高、很雄壮的人，但是他是一个被主破碎的人。
To the point, several times he's almost lost his life.
有几次他几乎失去了他的生命。
29 years old, he said he's attending the funeral, and then he got caught in the other car, probably racing by the other car, and 85 miles per hour and hit his car from the side.
29岁的时候有一辆车85 mile撞在他的边上。
His car totally destroyed.
他的车完全毁了。
His wife was called and say, well, prepare for your husband, probably he will die next morning. That's called from a husband.
医院打电话给他太太说, 你可以准备后事。
Amazingly, he walked out the hospital a few days later.
很奇妙, 几天以后, 他在医院醒过来,
with all the glasses in his body.
身上都是玻璃。
玻璃, yeah, 碎玻璃。 That's the first event. The Lord saved him.
第一次神救了他。
Secondly, 10 years later, he got a cancer.
10年以后,他得了癌症。
And doctors say, that's a stomach cancer. You only had 90 days to live.
医生说,这是胃癌,你有90天好活。
And he said, at that time, of course, he was kind of shocked to hear this kind of news.
开始他听见的时候，他很震惊。
And later on, he came down. He come down and say, "Okay, if that's the Lord's plan."
后来他安静下来，他说如果这是神的计划。
Of course, his family is very difficult to accept this kind of announcement.
他的家庭自然很难接受这个事实。
And when the doctor operated his stomach,
当医生在他胃开刀的时候
，open up his stomach and look at it, it spread everywhere.
当打开他的胃的时候，已经全部扩散。
And doctor just turned around and talked to an assistant and said, well, just sort it up. Nothing I can do.
医生说你就把它缝起来吧，我什么都不能做。
He's ready to walk out of surgery room.
他就走出去。
And he said, when he reached the door, that's the doctor's testimony. He felt like there is a hand patting his shoulder.
这是医生的见证。医生说当他要去开那个门的时候，他觉得有一只手在他肩膀上。
And talk to him and say, well, you do the surgery. I give you the gift. You can use your gift to heal this patient.
说我给了你有恩赐，你可以治这个病人。
So he turned around and he saw nobody.
他回头看，没有人在他后面。
So he walked back to the surgery table and finished whatever he can do.
他就回到手术台上，做完了他要做的。
The pastor say he got 60% of stomach and how many percent of intestine all been cut off.
这个牧师说他60%的胃被切掉。
And 小肠大肠都切掉。
小肠大肠都切掉。
About only probably 60% left.
只有60%剩下来。
And the rest they can't do much. They say, well, just wait for the chemo or a radiation treatment.
剩下的他还要等。化疗电疗
So that's the end of a surgery.
这就是手术的结束。
And when the doctor just walk away to have a break, you have a couple of orange juice and then turn around to this pastor.
那他们就休息。
The doctor, the surgeon, yeah, have a couple of juices and then turn around to the patient.
喝了橙汁，他就回过来。
And find out all the cancer cells are all gone.
发现所有的那个癌症的细胞都不见了。
And he said this is impossible.
说不可能的。
This is happening in the MD Anderson medical the hospital. That's very very famous for cancer in operation in Houston.
这发生在休斯顿一个很有名的癌症手术的医院。
I think our John and Michelle went there too.
像 John 和 Michelle 他们也去过那个医院。
And doctor just gave all these things and being cut out or something and put it to do the test.
医生就拿着被切下来的去化验。
And report come out say you send the wrong sample. This person does not have any cancer.
他们说你寄来的东西寄错了，这个人没有癌症。
And doctor said yes.It was.
先说有啊。
And this pastor wants to address this. The time he got a cancer, in this big church, they have three other cancer patients too.
就当这个牧师得癌症的时候，在他的教会里有另外三位弟兄姊妹。
One is a 21 years old lady.
一位是21岁的女孩子。
35 years old lady.And their associate pastor also got a cancer.
还有一个助理牧师也得了癌症。
Only he survived.
只有他活了下来。
He said every day, right now, he's still asking the why.
他说直到今天他还问神说为什么。
And he said he knows God has a plan.
他知道神有一个更美的计划。
So are we willing to yield to God's plan?
我们愿意向神的计划降服吗
？So God can use this kind of person.
神可以用这样的人。
And he said, "Well, I don't have that kind of experience, so probably God's plan probably is not fit for me."
那你说我没有这样经历，所以神的计划就不会在我身上。
God has a very, very special plan for each one of us.
神对我们每一个人有特别的计划。
I want to continue to wrap up today's message.
我想要来到结束今天的信息。
How can we not growing weary of His plan and lose heart?
我们如何不变得疲倦而失去心
？Yes, many times we come to the end of our life.
是的，许多时候我们好像来到我们人生的终点。
We feel like there's no way we can go.
我们觉得这是死路了。
But here's the secret. In Hebrew 12, verse 3, it says, "Consider him."
秘诀在希伯来书十二章第三节说，你们要思想他。
Even though he was suffered, on the cross, consider him.
他虽然在十字架上受了苦难。思想他
All our suffering he already know
所有我们的苦他通通知道
Consider him
思想他
Another secret is Hope in the Lord
等候他
This hope is a verb
这个等候是这个盼望是动词
It's not just a vain hope
不是一个空的盼望
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40.
我们可以看以赛亚书第40章。
And here will show us how to have a hope in our Lord.
告诉我们怎样等候我们的神。
Okay, let's read from verse 28 through 31.
我们读40章28节到31节
Do you not know, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地基的主，并不疲倦，也不困，也并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
I have a picture I want to show you.
我想要给你们看一张图。
5 or 6 years ago, I have a very difficult time.
5-6 years ago, 我有一段很难熬的时间。
My father was dead because of cancer.
我的父亲去世。
And a company I worked for a long time.Collapsed.
我做了很久的公司，他们垮了。
And I don't know where to go.
我没有地方可去。
And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law came to visit us.
我的
妹夫
他们来看我。
It's Jean's sister and her husband.
是 Jean 的妹妹跟她的妹夫。
And he gave me one picture.
他给我一张图。
This is the picture he gave me.
这是那一张图。
It's still hanging in my living room.
今天还挂在我的。
And this encouraged me quite a bit.
这非常的鼓励我。
And this is combined Psalm 51 and also Isaiah 60 and Isaiah 40 and 40-31. Three verses, three places.
这一张图上有三节圣经，诗篇、以赛亚。
And it says, lead me to the rock. Rock is the capital. That is higher than I, for you have been my refuge. Refuge is the capital. And everlasting light. Light is the capital. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles.
这里是说，领我到那比我更高的磐石。磐石是大写的。做，因为你曾做过我的避难所，避难所是大写的，和永远的光，光是大写的。然后那些等候你的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
So here we see, here's a big rock.
我们看见一个大的磐石。
And there is a light tower on the top.
磐石的顶上是一个灯塔。
You look down here, it's a rolling sea.
你往下看是咆哮的海。
Or maybe it's a troubled water.
是苦水。
But this will not affect the two soaring eagles.
但是不会影响到那两个腾飞的鹰。
Yes, we have encountered so many things, probably the doctor say it's hopeless.
是的,我们遇到许多的事,也许医生说没有盼望。
And maybe you give up yourself too.
也许你自己也都放弃了。
And maybe you are toward the end of your career, you don't know where to go.
也许你来到了你事业的结束,你不知道去哪里。
And maybe you get into a very difficult situation.
你也许在一个很难的处境当中。
God has a wonderful plan for you.
神有一个美好的计划。
You can above and soaring from all this trouble.
你可以腾飞在所有苦难之上。
Just like that two eagles.
就像那两只鹰。
And will not bother by whatever the trouble down here.
他们不会被底下的打搅。
And this is the secret.
这是那个秘诀。
I think every one of you probably have this already.
我想每一位也许已经有了。
Or probably you still don't have it.
或者你还没有。
I want you today to have this secret.
我希望你今天能够得着这个秘诀。
You will be in God's plan.
你在神的计划里面。
Very easy way is just open your heart to receive Jesus as your Savior.
只要打开你的心, 让耶稣成为你的救主。
And you will be soaring like the wings of eagles.
你可以像鹰一样展翅上腾。
May the Lord's plan prevail and fulfilled.
但愿神的旨意得胜成就。
To you and to me.
对你对我。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们祷告。
Oh dear Lord, we know your word just come out from your mouth will never return in empty.
主，我们知道你口中的话, 绝不突然返回,
just like rain and snow fall on the good ground.
好像雨雪从天而降,
and you will bud and flourish each one of us.
要浇灌滋养我们每一个人。
Lord, we thank you. You are providing your wonderful plan to us.
我们感谢你为我们预备了美好的计划。
And this plan is better than ours.
这个计划比我们的计划更好。
And we will say, yes, Lord, we are going to receive your better plan.
我们说,主,我们愿意接受那更好的计划。
This plan is not to harm us.
这个计划不是要害人。
But this plan is going to prosper us.
这个计划是要叫我们有指望。
Lord, we thank you. We can be like an eagle soared above all the troubles.
我们谢谢你,我们可以像鹰展翅上腾。
Because all of us is all your precious children.
我们所有的人都是你宝贝的儿女。
And you have wonderful plan in each one of us.
你在我们每一个人里面有美好的计划。
May we all understand and receive and we'll say, Lord, we are going to yield ourselves to you.
但愿我们都能够明白,都能够接受,向你降服。
Lord, we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
谢谢你,奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.